Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worship Brother George Mudry.
And Worship Brother Ken.
Today we got invaded by the Widow's Sons. Mm-hmm. Really wasn't an invasion, it was more of a George fuck up, as usual. Where
double booked.
I didn't really double book. I was talking to Drip over here, and I told him to come up, and sure shit, I forgot to tell him to come up. So here we are. But anyway. We're going to skip all our pleasantries because I don't really think I have anything, do you?
Well, I mean, we always have new followers on Instagram. I can go and check that if you want.
If you want.
Which will take me a minute. As usual. Not prepared.
Anyway, today we have the Widow's Sons, and on the line with us we have...
Andy Reynolds and Scott Hayes from the King's Guard of New York.
Ooh. And we are scheduled to go up there May 24th, correct? Is it May 24th?
First. I sent you all the 21st.
21st. I knew it was May, but I was screwed up with the date.
Yeah, big surprise there.
Shit. You know, I do have to laugh, though, because I have to bring my daughter and her boyfriend to a play later. And I do think there's a little bit of irony and, you know, hilarity in the fact that we come up the stairs and there's three big-ass bikers sitting here waiting for them. So I got a good laugh out of that one. I'm like, ha! Poor bastard.
We're all Masons when you...
Hey, listen, it's cool, though. When he got in the car and he had to push the shovel and the tarp off to the side to sit down, it was fine. Yeah. Go ahead, Ken.
All right. Over on Instagram, we've got Chris Meekins, Tattoos by Juan Ezekiel, Damien DeLageron, William Miller, Patrick Smith, Merlin, Adrian Poyser. Did I already say Adrian Poyser?
I think so.
Yeah, it was on YouTube. Kenneth Stanbridge, Blake Simmons, NJGC, Roland Trent, Scott Park, Austin Snyder, PSP, George Mudry.
Oh, my kiddo.
Okay. Oh, the other George Mudry.
Yeah.
Rudy Amaya, Devin Burkhead, Sterling Godwin, Reverend Drip. Hey. Really? Reverend Drip?
I am a reverend.
You're like a man of the cloth now?
Yeah.
All right. Who am I to judge? Only God can judge you. Dr. Rakesh Kumar Chorizaya. Hello, Dr. David Pena. That's what we got on Instagram. Thank you, brothers and friends.
I wonder if he's related to Michael Pena.
I don't know.
Huh?
Probably not.
Anyway, Ken, you relate it?
Sure. I don't have anything to toast with.
That's fine. Pour beer in it.
We're all kinds of not organized today. Those guys have anything to toast with over there?
I got something.
Yeah, they're good. You know, we'll make do.
We'll make do. All
right. You guys know how to do this?
Yeah.
Been here once or twice.
I've been here a few times.
All right.
Go ahead.
Trial by fire. Brethren, right hand to arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brethren. Vivat, vivat, vivat.
I pulled the headphones out again because I got Joe's little bitch ass headphones on. So
maybe we should just get new cables.
We should. We'll get there. Anyway, so we're going to talk about the little event you guys are holding up there. It's not even little. It's pretty big. Up in upstate New York. So I'm going to turn the mic over to our brothers on Skype, and we're going to let you guys have it. So let's hear what's going on May 21st.
Well, it's our ninth annual Spring Thing, as we call it. It's a charity event this year for the Shriners Children's Hospital and our local Ronald McDonald House.
Uh-oh.
We've got a great band for everybody to dance into. Got good food. It's at the Henrietta Moose Lodge in Henrietta, New York.
Just out of curiosity, how much do you brothers usually raise up there at that event?
Well, over the 9 years we've done it, I think we're over $160,000 now.
Wow. That's a pretty good amount of money. Holy Christ.
So, and the best of causes, too, the Shriners Children's Hospital.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we do it every other year. We'll do it. 1 year will be all about the children, like this year. And then the next year will be all about our veterans. So we service different veteran programs, and we've done real well with it. We've got a great following. A lot of other clubs participate. And we know what we're doing. We've been doing it for years, and we really enjoy it. It's a lot of work, but well worth the effort.
And just out of curiosity, what veterans foundation do you give the money to? Wounded Warrior or the Valhalla Project?
No, there's a local Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester that we help out. And there's also a program called the New York Warrior Alliance. It's a young lady who travels and brings things to Walter Reed Hospital. So we raise money for her, and then she can service the injured soldiers and their family while they're staying at Walter Reed. It's a great program because they're 100% nonprofit, just like we are, and that's who we like to work for.
Very nice.
Awesome.
So besides the usual amenities, what's the event like up there? What do you guys do? Is it bike riding? Is it like Sturgis with the and I'm just asking, just trying to figure out what do you guys do up there? What's kind of like the venue of it? What events do you hold, in a sense?
Well, in the morning we'll do a ride. It's usually led by the Patriot Guard flag bikes, and this year we'll have a couple ladder trucks from the West Henrietta Fire Department there to set up the big flag. And we do an escorted ride that Scott usually leads, so I'll let him tell you about the ride.
Okay.
Yeah, we do a ride. It's about 80 miles down through the Finger Lakes region, western New York State. We will get, usually upwards of 100, maybe more motorcycles. Again, the Patriot Guard riders, the ride this year, the Patriot Guard riders, we support a lot in our area. They do a lot of great things for the veterans, and obviously, if anybody doesn't know about them, I'd be surprised. But if they don't, they can Google the Patriot Guard Riders. It's another national organization that supports veterans, mostly veterans' funerals. But we support them. And one of their local ride captains, who was a very popular guy, we all knew him. He unfortunately passed away of cancer back in January. So we're doing the ride in his memory this year, and I know we'll be getting a lot of folks coming out to assist him. We charge a small fee for the ride. All the money from that ride will be going to this gentleman's charities. He was also a volunteer firefighter in Ontario, New York, so we will have that fire department down to join us, and we'll be making a donation to them with the money raised from that ride. After the ride's about an hour and a half to 2 hours. The ride gets back right at the beginning of the spring thing, which is at 2 p.m., and that's when the band starts. The Moose Club, the folks at the Moose Club do a fantastic job of putting on a meal for us and cooking out in their pavilion. So we have food for everybody. We have the band playing. We do raffles and door prizes. We have a large gun raffle going on that's been going on for a few months, and we'll be doing the drawing for that at the end of the spring thing as well.
You had me at gun raffle.
Yeah. And barbecue. So I know we're supposed to be going up. Are you guys going up?
Absolutely.
Paladins are going to be there too? Oh, God, this is going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to have a pretty big showing this year, from what I understand from our brothers in Massachusetts. There'll be a lot of them coming up. We've got brothers coming up from Louisiana, from Nebraska, Ohio, and this year, thank God, with that COVID stuff being on the downturn, we have a bunch of our Canadian brothers coming down.
Oh,
so
very cool.
Pennsylvania.
You're going to meet a lot of good men.
Very cool. What kind of rifle, I have to ask?
It's actually four. There's a Benelli 20-gauge semi-automatic.
Okay.
There's a Henry tribute rifle, the American Eagle, it's called.
Very nice.
It's a beautiful gun. And then we have a Shriner's Edition Henry lever action as well. And then we have a Home Defense Escort. So,
oh, wow.
It's four guns. There'll be four drawings. Only 200 tickets are being sold. And it's a $40 donation. All the donations, of course, above our costs, go directly to the Children's Hospital and the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, I need a new sporting shotgun, so that seems to be a the best possible way to try to get one. All the money goes to the hospital.
So talking to my buddy Carl over here, he said something that kind of threw a red flag to me. He said something about getting a hotel room sooner than later. And the reason being is that there was a quote-unquote graduation going on at the same time.
Yep.
Can you just give me an explanation of what graduation is?
Well,
have you ever been to school?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if that had something to do with you guys.
I mean, he's been to school. He just never
finished. You know what? Eat shit. Okay. I thought it was graduate. I thought he meant like graduation was like something that you guys thought. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, that was my mistake then.
The town that we're in Henrietta, New York, is a suburb of Rochester, and there is a lot of colleges and universities in the area, and very close to our location, Rochester Institute of Technology and the University of Rochester, both have their graduations that weekend, unfortunately, they're very, very large schools, and they tend to book up a lot of the hotels in the area. So we're just telling everybody, you know, if they're coming, it's best to call now and get your rooms instead of waiting until later, because they will go fast once we get close to graduation time.
TikTok George, gotcha. Am I making the reservations or is Raph making them?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're not.
No, not me. Right, or Raph.
We're on it.
Actually, guys, when I heard Drip told me you guys were going to come, and first of all, thank you so much for coming. We greatly appreciate it. I've already got some room set aside for you guys, so just contact me, you know, on the off hour, and I'll make sure you get hooked up with your rooms.
Really appreciate that, brother.
Sounds good. We appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, no, that was my mistake on the graduation thing. I thought that was like a code word for what you guys do, you know, for, you know, when you graduate or whatever. When you get the, what is it, the branded?
The brand
or whatever the hell.
That's on Friday night.
Friday night.
Well, we've got that going on, too.
Oh, really? That's going on up there as well, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
That's not public, though, right? That's only for you guys, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
All right, gotcha.
The Paladins will be doing the actual branding.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
You guys are doing it. So these guys, these hooligans over here, the Paladins, what, you guys are just King's Guard?
Yeah, yep. That's our chapter name of the Widow's Sons. We're the Grand Chapter in New York.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Unfortunately, there's no Grand Chapter of you guys down here in Connecticut, so right? You guys don't
have. No, there is a Grand Chapter in Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's another chapter of the Widow Sons here in Connecticut, but we're completely separate from them.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I don't understand the hierarchy of it, so I'm trying to just
Separate organizations.
Two separate organizations.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think you guys explained that last time you were up here. I think George slipped his mind.
I don't remember most of the stuff. Like, it's hard for me to remember freaking day-to-day stuff. What's up?
Did you remember 2 years ago?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
I don't know what I did 5 minutes ago, let alone 2 years ago.
Yeah. It was pre-COVID. After you guys came up here, COVID hit, and then like everything got shut down.
Yeah,
pretty much. Coincidence?
Yeah. I
don't know. Hey. Yeah, that was last year. You guys were supposed to come when we got shut down.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep. But we're definitely making plans to get up there at some point.
Yep, we're making good on it this year.
Yeah,
it's a good event.
There's a lot of things that got shut down on us. We were supposed to go to Masonicon too.
We had like 4 months straight of events that Raph had strung together for us that all had to be canceled. That sucked.
Yes,
hopefully
it did.
It never happens again.
Amen.
Then
Amen.
Ken went full Jake Gyllenhaal and Bubble Boy and disappeared.
Yeah, and I stopped coming on the podcast. Yeah. Remember that? That sucked, didn't it? When I was trying to Skype in. This is not a show where you can have like the hosts in different remote areas all connecting via Zoom. That's
for
doesn't
other,
work.
It's for other podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did The other cool thing is when the ride gets back, the Patriot Guard does the flag line for us. And then we have somebody singing the national anthem, and we'll all do the Pledge of Allegiance. So it's a pretty patriotic thing, which is we need more of in this country.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah,
opening ceremony at the beginning.
Yep. Cool. Yep.
So just out of curiosity, this is open for all Masons and non-Masons alike, correct? Anybody can show up to this thing and just enjoy being there, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got all kinds of games set up. Webster has a hacky sack team that's coming to the setup. They call themselves the Webster Corn Holers, but I don't like using that term.
This is a children's show. It's yeah. not really.
But there's horseshoes and there's other activities for kids. So, and we should have a few vendors there. And like I said, the band usually keeps people hopping.
Very cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, so if there's any listeners, and I know a lot of them don't tune in live, but most of them listen afterward, which I never understood that. Like, it'll be have like six or seven guys watching live, and then all of a sudden, like, the next day, it's like, boom, 387 views. No, I'm like, what the f-?
It's a very popular way to consume content, audio-only content, via your little podcast app. I do it. You don't do that? You don't listen to podcasts?
I do.
Audio only?
Okay. I do.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a huge swath of people that do that. We do have a lot of people that watch the video after it.
That's what I'm talking about. Too. Yeah, they watch it live afterward.
It's tough for guys in, like, England and, you know, India and stuff like that, Australia, because, you know.
Not my fault they're on the wrong side of the world.
Yeah, exactly. So you will learn to adapt to our time zone. Or you don't get to watch live.
All joking aside, though, if there's anybody who's in the New York area, come check it out. We'll be up there. We'll be floating around, running around doing our shenanigans and stuff.
Yep. Remotely record, maybe.
Yeah, that's my plan, actually. What I'm going to do is I have a fun little SD chip that's got a network to it. Yeah.
What?
Thank you, U.S. government.
Oh, you mean it's like a little cellular modem so that
we so it's an SD card or whatever the little cards that you stick in the side of your cell phone.
Yeah.
And it gives, so if I have tablet, or if I can get a tablet, I can plug the thing in the side and I'll have full basically cell service, and we can record live from a tablet or something.
And the U.S. government pays for this?
No, I pay for this. They just provided it.
I think we'll just use my cell modem so that we don't end up getting...
Yeah, well, I'm not going to give away your place of business, but doesn't yours run through your place of business as well?
No, I have my own.
Oh, you have
your
own?
Yeah, I have my own that I actually purchased back. No, this was back before, remember before we had internet access up here, before we had
yes.
Comcast modem?
Yes.
And we were running off of the Wi-Fi downstairs in the bar.
That's when I was
which
throwing.
Was spotty, so
yeah,
then
that's
I brought
when
the
I was,
modem up. Yeah,
yeah was, I remember that. That was when George was throwing mic stands and shit across the room because the Wi-Fi kept dying on me.
Yeah,
but
it works equally well when we're out in the field recording, too, which we've done a couple times. We did it once at the car show before COVID.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to being up there and seeing your brothers and having a good time.
Can't wait to meet you guys, and we really appreciate you taking your time and efforts to come up. It's greatly appreciated.
Anytime.
It's our pleasure.
We'll let you gentlemen go. I want to thank you guys for coming on. We're going to come over here and screw around with our other brothers over here, and we'll catch up with you guys on May 21st.
May 21st. Don't come the 24th. You'll be late.
Have a good day, brothers.
Thank you so much, brothers.
You too. Thanks see again.
You. Awesome.
And that was fun.
That was fun.
Cool. Well, we got our work cut out for us.
All right, so now you guys
now
can tell us.
Committed now.
Now you guys can tell us the real story. So what goes on up there?
Oh, it's a good time. It's
good
a,
time.
It's a good time. The Moose Lodge does a good job. There's plenty of collation. There's plenty of booze. You know, it's all the hotels are very close to the Moose Lodge,
mm-hmm.
so there's really no need to worry about traveling far distances to get to the hotels. The Moose Lodge does a great job. The King's Guard does an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andy kind of downplayed it a little bit, but yeah, there's a lot of vendors. Last year, was it the leather guy? Last year, they had a custom leather guy there, would make any kind of belts, anything you wanted.
Yeah.
They
holsters,
had,
perhaps.
Perhaps. he was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
He was a Navy SEAL.
Okay, so he can probably make a holster.
Yeah,
I think,
they're from Arizona. They came all the way from Arizona to go. There's going to be a lot of states. There's a couple countries should be there. It's a well done event.
Canada's going, right?
I believe the border's open in Canada. From
they said there's a contingent coming down from Canada now that COVID's over. So that's awesome.
There's a lot of people. A lot of Louisiana, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, obviously Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, perhaps. There's a lot of guys. You'll be impressed. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Very nice.
All Masons, right? All Masons. All Masonic motorcycle.
Yep.
So I think
it's usually just all Widow Sons.
All Widow Sons, okay.
All kinds of clubs that will come out.
Okay.
Man.
The Patriot Guard Riders, and there's a couple other, I think, Catholic organizations that come out to this. So there's, it's mainly put on by the Widow Sons, but it's open to anybody. Your wives, you know, kids, anybody can come. Girlfriends, anybody.
So, like, the bad clubs don't show up, right? It's not, like, one of those things. This is, like, put on as
why
a...
Why can't be bad clubs?
Well, I don't know, because there are, like,
well, there is
some
no,
out
there,
right?
There is
there,
no
right?
bad clubs.
Oh, okay. Just so, bad people?
No, well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anybody can come.
And you shouldn't judge people.
It's
I'm not judging anybody.
They just have a different way of life than you can.
I mean, they made, like, a TV show about, like... bad motorcycle clubs, right? I mean,
well, that was a TV show.
It was a TV show.
TV didn't imitate real life.
I don't know. Wow, everybody's just turning on me here. Jesus
Christ. So I asked this last time, and I believe I asked Carl a long time ago, and he ducked the goddamn question. No, don't give him the mic. I got to ask what the Shenanigan Crew is. That's the response he gave me last time, and then I got nothing.
So
he's got
a
patch on.
You're going to have to come to New York to really find out what that means.
All right.
So I guess what George is referring to is a patch that's on on the what do you call
it? It's called a cut.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm learning.
Coming from the guy who wears three-piece suits.
Actually, I remember that.
It's not your vest. It's not your vest.
Not a vest.
It kind of resembles somebody's name.
Shenanigans. Okay.
The original six guys that started the Paladins.
Right.
British Shenanigan Crew.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, no, I was just curious about it. And the last time I asked him, he freaking ducked the question on me, the freaking pansy ass. He wouldn't answer it. So I figured, I'm like, I'll ask the other guys.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right, right.
Started in Virginia.
I gotcha.
So if you see that Shenanigan Crew on a cut, it means you're OG. You're a founding member, charter member of the Paladins, more or less.
Kind of classify that as that. Okay. Sure.
Gotcha.
Stop looking at me like that.
What
George?
You got for a cupcake?
Are the bad guys going to be there?
You know.
Sorry, Count your dad.
I'm a fragile man.
Yeah, your little keychain.
You know what you can do, though? You can bring Joe up there with you and have his freaking two-ton Tony that was standing behind me, though, two podcasts
ago.
Oh, go.
Joe, yeah.
He's going to protect you.
Yeah. I'll bring
you. Did you guys see that picture
on
Facebook? Oh, so we had, what's this? Brought some gifts. Oh,
gifts.
You're not getting these. You don't write them. You said they're
Oh, you know
people.
What I did forget?
You call them bad people, someone.
You know, it was actually Brian that gave me a couple challenge coins, Widow Sons Paladins challenge coins, and I forgot to bring them. I have two for you guys. I did see them the other night, and I will bring them up. I apologize.
Well, not everybody got one.
No, I got
Ken,
two, one for him and one for
Me. No, he gave me one for each of us. So, don't worry about it. We're good. We're totally good. That's my bad.
All good. It's fine. I also didn't remember that he was coming up, so it's also my fault. Okay. So you weren't going to bring him up. You know what I'm saying? It's my fuck up. Told him he was coming.
That's all right.
Yeah. You know, this is what happens when we don't record for like a week or so. We just kind of like forget everything.
it's been a while. We've been all busy. So, I mean, between me and work and you and whatever the hell you do.
I work. Yeah, well, I mean, I've also been kind of involved in Blue Lodge matters and Grand Lodge matters and so forth. Oh,
you also sound like you've been hanging out with your safety pillow a lot lately.
Yes. Yeah, in my safe room, my safe space.
Safe space.
I do want to congratulate Worshipful Brother Joe Zanino, who was on Saturday, was the Grand Lodge installation, and he was installed as Associate Grand Marshal for District 3... forget whether it's A or B, but for
I think he starts off in A, but I could be wrong.
In A, okay, that makes sense because I think we're 3B, but I always get those two mixed up.
Basically, all three of us are adorned in purple.
We do have purple aprons now.
I also want to congratulate you. You are now also the Associate Grand Almoner
for District 3.
District 3,
which was Joe's old job.
That was an old joke. Yeah.
So I got Joe's
old
jewel.
You got sloppy
jewel.
Seconds.
Yeah. And he handed me the jewel, and I'm like looking at it, scrutinizing. He's like, "What are you looking for?" I'm like, "I don't know, mustard stains."
Mustard stains. Nice.
But yeah, you know, it's some big shoes to fill, man. It's a big job. It's an important job, and it's really built around the fact that as Masons, we're all supposed to help aid and assist, or mm-hmm. the distressed brother. Mm-hmm. This just is the link between doing that at the lodge level and doing it at the Grand Lodge level. It depends on what resources you need and how much money you might need or whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And the job is just to coordinate all that. So,
what are you boys up to?
Well,
what have you guys been doing lately? I know COVID kind of shut shit right to the ground, but
not a whole heck of a lot during the winter. It's difficult to, you know, enjoy motorcycle activities.
Right.
But we do have an event coming up in May 7th. It's the Massachusetts, May 7th, right? Yeah, May 7th. It's the Massachusetts Ancient Craft chapter of the Whittle Sons.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a suicide prevention run. This is a pretty big run. They do a really good job. And
like actually physical run?
No, it's a run of the motorcycles.
Motorcycle.
I'm asking because Joe's a big time runner, so if you guys were...
Yeah, well, this is just a motorcycle.
Run alongside the bikes.
Yeah.
Good luck. But so anybody's in the New England area wants to attend, it's at the Bill Ricka Moose Lodge at 104 Boston Road in Bill Ricka, Mass. Registration is 9 a.m. Kickstands up at 11 a.m. The cost is a rider $20, passenger $10. There's going to be food, raffles, music, and they're, you know, collation and bar and whatnot. So it's a
nice.
It's a really good event. They Kenny Murnane, who's the president, I believe, Ancient Craft now, does a fantastic job with it. So it's a good time.
Awesome.
Seeing a trend here with the Moose Lodges and Widow Sons groups coming together to run charitable events and stuff. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Just so happens.
Works out.
Yeah.
So if you got people in the local area, well, for you guys anyway, how do they join? How do they become Widow Sons? First off, what are the? I think we've talked about it before, but again, I want to just reiterate because, you know, you'd be surprised how many people message me on the side and like, I never would have joined Freemasonry if it wasn't for you guys. So
for the podcast,
Yeah. I get messages all the time, you know, because you guys, I submitted an application because of you guys, blah blah blah. I joined Scottish Rite, York Rite, name it. So the reason why I'm throwing it out there is if we have listeners that are interested in joining the Widow Sons or, you know, Paladins or any of the ones that you guys consider, right, the Alliance, right?
Yep.
How would they go about doing that? What are the pre-qualifications, and then how do they go from there?
Well, the only qualification truly is to be a Master Mason. You have to be a Master Mason to be a Widow Son. And, you know, just like you have a lot of people saying, I've joined Masonry because of the podcast, we have the same people come up to us and say, oh, man, I wanted to get into Masonry. I see what you guys do out in the community. I'd like to be part of it. I'm a motorcycle enthusiast. How do I become a Widow Sons? And the Widow Sons are, in my opinion, the largest recruitment arm for Freemasonry that exists.
Right.
Most people don't just go to a lodge that they think that it's abandoned. And they walk in, and I feel uncomfortable. But when they see us interacting with people all around the country, that looks pretty cool. I think I want to get involved in that. I ride a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, to become a Widow Son, you have to become a Master Mason. That's first. And then you would approach someone who is already a Widow Son, and then they have different parameters on what they do in order to let them become a full patch member.
Right.
So every club's different, or like every
a lot of different chapters have different sets of bylaws or rules on how long you can you know, how long the process would take for you to become a Widow.
I guess no different than
grand
lodge to lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simple. There's nothing crazy. Just, you know, it takes time. People. We want to know, for let's just use us for example. Somebody came to us. We want to ride with them a couple of times. We want to make sure that they're a safe rider. They're a decent person. You know, they're not a lunatic.
Right.
And we'll test them, and we'll just watch them, and, you know, kind of bring them along and
make sure they're committed enough to continue showing up.
Right.
That's part of
it.
I'm
sure.
Yeah.
Not gonna be a paladin overnight.
Yeah. Not gonna happen overnight. Right.
No. There's some clubs that, you know, fast track people that come in. We don't believe
that
in that. We don't believe in that at all. We want to see what kind of person you are, what a safe rider you are. You know, are you going to be a good fit for us? Are you going to be a good fit for Masonry?
Right.
So that's we really take that serious, and that's one of the reasons why we started the Paladins, because of those issues.
Right. So two questions. One of which I'm going to address on the podcast, because you would not believe the amount of people who actually think that we're all Satanists and devil worshippers and shitbags, and we have babies buried underneath the freaking lodge and all kinds of crazy shit that they come up with. I just want to dispel, I swear to God, I'm not even lying.
I don't doubt it at all.
There's precedent for all this.
I just want to clarify to those who think that they're joining a 1%, if we clear about that. That's not something you guys do?
No.
Well, I got to be clear about this, because I'm telling you, somebody's going to be like, oh, they're bikers. Ah, they're going to freak out. Trust
100%
me.
100% no. We're not 1%ers. We're not an MC, what you'll see in the back of the cubes, an MC. We're not that. 1%ers, that's a whole nother world, and we respect what they do, and they leave us alone, because we're not in that world, and we're just Masons that try to raise money, have a good time, enjoy each other's company.
Correct.
And we like motorcycles.
Awesome. Second question. So you'd said you have to approach a widow son to find out how to join. We all, as Masons, have our own distinguished look about us, that you know that that person's a Mason, and I can approach them and ask them how to join. Most of the time it happens outside of our lodge here when we go downstairs, and it's always the bar drunk. I don't want to join the Mason. But in all seriousness, you know, even the people who aren't trashed out of their mind, they know you're a Mason. Some, maybe a tattoo, maybe a ring, something, maybe an emblem on the back of your car. But you guys in particular, what do you have that people will recognize you as a widow son? Obviously, besides the cut. Because obviously you don't wear your cut all the time, right?
No. No, but
when you're not wearing your quote unquote uniform,
rings.
Okay,
there's all kinds of stuff.
It would be the same way that if you were a master mason and somebody approached you, I want to be a mason. And let's say somebody approached you and you were a master mason and said I want to be a widow son. You may say I'm not a widow son, but I can get you in contact with someone who is.
Right. True.
So and in your case would be us through podcasts and whatnot. But most people who go into the widow sons or want to become into the widow sons and approach Masons, they usually know somebody who's a widow son.
Gotcha.
And they see us interacting in the public or at a restaurant or at a charitable event, something like that. They'll come up to us and say, hey, I'd like to do it. Or it's a referral, like Carl and Brian here have a couple of buddies who, you know, were friends with them. They had motorcycles. You know, I'd like to be a widow son. I see you driving around. And
we just raised them the last couple weeks.
Last Thursday and I think the week before that. And that's how it goes.
Jason. He's another one that wants to come in.
So the Widow Sons is really is the largest.
No, from our lodge?
No. Waterbury.
Waterbury.
Oh, Gadu. Yeah, he's from our lodge. He's my senior steward. No, junior deacon. I don't know. I can't keep track of these guys anymore. But yes, he's in the officer line. He's in the progressive line.
Hopefully he's watching now.
Yeah, man, thanks. Yeah, sorry, Jason. It's junior deacon.
The Widow Sons is definitely, like I said before, the largest recruitment arm there is for Freemasonry, and it's a good thing. And for me, you know, I'm a past master and whatnot, and I find the true brotherhood with the Widow Sons. I mean, Freemasonry is great. I love it.
Right.
But when you're on a motorcycle and you're visiting places and going seeing a bunch of other, I've been to Scotland, I've been to Ireland, that's when you really, it really kicks in, you know.
All the Widow Sons out there.
Yeah, it's really tremendous.
Whole other level of brotherhood.
We're on a rise, and we've had people approach us, asking us how to join, or asking us about masonry. Does this one work?
Yeah, that one works. You just got to bring it closer.
Yeah, you got to have it like right
down.
Yeah,
you got to talk kind of close to it. Yeah. One more question I have. I see you got the president patch. You got the VP patch. How does that work? Is it like a lodge where it's every year you change? Because I'd be pissed off if I had to change that freaking patch every 2 freaking seconds. So I didn't know if it was something that it's kind of, you do it until you're like, I'm good, I'm done.
Originally it was 1 year terms. Then we changed it to 2 year terms. The 1 year is really not enough to
never is.
Feed it and get it figured out.
So right.
2 years is not enough.
But we have two years, two times right now.
2 years, two times, meaning you do two terms consecutive, so it's four altogether.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, you know, we're still evolving.
Right.
We've changed our rules or our bylaws for new membership, different membership.
Yeah, our bylaws are always fluid, and as we grow, we change.
It's growing and changing.
It makes sense.
Very cool.
So we did get a comment over here from James Ferguson, who said, hello from the George Washington Masonic National Memorial, which is pretty cool. Actually, I heard something at Grand Lodge about the George Washington Masonic Memorial. They're running a little bit short on funds.
Really?
So what we're going to be doing here in the grand jurisdiction of Connecticut is they're trying to put spaghetti suppers together and have every lodge or as many lodges in Connecticut as possible throw it on the same night. Mm. They have, you know, they're trying to get donations for spaghetti and stuff like that, obviously, because you want all of that money. But the idea is if we can do that and all of the grand jurisdictions that are planning on doing that run this event on the same day, they think they can raise $1 million, which is enough to replenish what.
Well, I mean, if you did a chili cook-off, you could probably raise two when Joe buys it.
Yeah.
He can't win fairly, so he's just going to buy his victory.
Kick him while he's down. Kick him while he's not here.
Oscar TX, he says, Grand Lodge Texas doesn't affiliate with Widow Sons. I don't think there's actually an affiliation thing. So
there's no recognition official anyway.
Well, yeah, affiliation and recognition are two different things.
Well,
I want to be clear about that.
You're correct. But just recently, I think it was Saturday, the Louisiana Grand Lodge had voted to make the Widow Sons of Louisiana an appended body.
That's a huge
thing, and since we are part of the alliance, we have the trademark. The alliance holds the trademark of what we have on our back. Now there's an issue with the copyright, and there's litigation going on right now to kind of clarify that. But the Louisiana Grand Lodge is now the Widow Sons are an appended body of them, and we're going to provide them with a licensing agreement that the Grand Lodge will be able to.
Oh, that's awesome.
Govern the Widow Sons as they see fit. That model doesn't always work around the country. In Connecticut, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think I would vote for that. But in Louisiana, that's their thing. And that's the nicest thing about the Widow Sons is all of the different states and territories are pretty much autonomous.
Mm-hmm. Masonry.
We provide them with the licensing agreement, and basically we don't rule or govern over anything they do. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And just have a good time. Do the right Masonic thing and move on.
Right.
Cool.
SP1 Worrell. Greetings, brothers. From number H.E. Daniels, number 532 in Florida. PHA. Cool. Welcome. You say, I met one of these brothers in Tallahassee. Solid brother.
Cool. One of these brothers? One of the three that are here?
Yeah, one of you guys?
I don't know. North Carolina. We travel a lot, though, so who knows?
Interesting.
Very cool. What I mean is that we can be members of the Widow Sons in Texas.
Like what he might mean.
Oh, can't be one of the members.
Yeah, they're. I've actually heard that Texas, the Grand Lodge, doesn't particularly like the Widow Sons for whatever reason, and that could be that particular Grand Master of that year or however many term he's in. And then next year, it's fine. They look at the leather vests and they look at, you know, our beards and whatnot, and they think we're a bunch of hooligans, but the reality of it is completely the opposite. Well, maybe Carl's
just kidding.
I'm
a reverend.
He is a reverend. That's true. He's a man of the cloth.
I don't know how I feel about that, and the reason being is because I think the problem with things that don't innovate themselves is they get stagnant and they get boring. So when you add something like a leather cut, it's another angle of getting good brothers. Absolutely. It's something that they enjoy doing. You know, they enjoy riding motorcycles. And, oh, my God, there's a Masonic motorcycle club, basically, in a sense. That's awesome. I'm going to join it. That's how you get more guys in.
Agreed.
So I wish that Grand Lodges would innovate more with either degrees or with – or the addition of degrees, or addition of appending bodies, or clubs, or groups. I really think that's, you have to find people's niche, you know.
Yeah, and I see that the Widow Sons are very committed to the craft and whatnot. And we did a couple of, we did an apprentice degree, and also we did a Master Mason degree. That we, you know, how lodges, a lot of lodges have a hard time filling the seats, and we got the call, no problem. We went, and I did the apprentice from the East. He did one from the East, and we fill the chairs, and eventually we've been talking amongst ourselves that we're going to come up with a degree team, a Widow Son degree team.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
I was actually going to suggest to you guys, I think it would be cool as hell to do something as a similar to the farm degree where it's done outside, except you make the lodge, all your bikes line up on the outside, big fire barrels and stuff like that. That would be badass.
We've had meetings and we've talked about
right?
it.
Right?
And as yeah, we no. grow,
oh, listen, cupcake.
No. I think it's cool.
As we grow, we can get.
The bad things. Just don't let the bad bikers in.
Oh, hey.
When the Little Sons have done the EA degree or the MM degree in a lodge,
yeah.
Not only are the chairs filled,
yeah.
The lodge is full.
Yeah.
Again, that's the innovation. People come to see that shit. Just like the farm degree. The farm degree had.
How many states for
Knicks? It was packed.
States. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's just like the farm degree. It's just like the quarry degree. It's just like the cave degree. All these degrees people go are like, oh, I want to see this shit.
Degree.
What? Garibaldi degree. People spend crazy money and travel far distances to see this stuff. So for me, that innovation would be freaking awesome to add it. And I don't know why Agreed. Some Masons are like that. I get it. They're old. They're stuck in the mud. I mean.
Don't look at me.
No. That's not. I was gonna take a cheap shot at a particular
old brother.
Yeah, at a particular old wound. I was gonna take a cheap shot, but I'm behaving. Don't worry. Shane Dufresne won't be up here to yell at me. So
yeah, our handler.
Our handler.
Grand Lodge podcast handler. Yeah.
Censure.
Exactly. So we're gonna shut this down because I gotta go get kids some places. But I want to thank you guys for coming up here.
Thanks for having us.
It was fun, and I will see you guys. We'll collaborate for around May.
Yeah,
and
looking forward to seeing you guys update.
We'll get together.
You'll enjoy it.
You gotta hit Sticky Lips.
Sticky Lips.
It's a barbecue place.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
That was like your cousin or something. Drip.
I'm like, God damn, you're gonna get me in trouble.
That's how Sticky Lips. That's how he got his nickname, Sticky Lips Drip.
Yeah.
And
it's gonna be a fun road trip.
Ken gets to do Satan's Toe. Is that what it's called?
Toe of Satan.
Oh,
Toe of Satan.
Yes.
What is that?
Nothing.
Oh,
don't tell him. You'll find out when you get there.
I'm in.
Yeah, you know what? We should definitely do that at the podcast.
All right, we'll do it.
I'll try anything once.
Twice if you like it.
Yeah.
No, you won't do it twice.
I'm not gonna do it twice.
You won't. I guarantee.
We made them do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the super hot lollipop or something?
No, it's sweet.
Sweet. Okay, yeah. I mean, you know me.
Sweet Toe of Satan.
Yeah.
I love my suckers.
Anyway, for the Freemasons podcast, I am Ray Worship Brother George Mudry signing off.
And I'm Worship Brother Ken signing off.
Have at it, boys.
Take care, guys. Steve Munns signing off.
Drip signing off.
Brian Adams, see you.
Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Good night, everyone.